So this is the appeal for 127 Anna's Court. We will go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record. So, and then you will have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value should be and why. The board may have some questions for you. If you have some questions for the board, we're here to answer. Once the 15 minutes is up, the board will recess this session. They will go into deliberative session and make a determination of what the value should be. That value could go up, stay the same, or go down. Once that's done, the town will send by certified mail results of grievance notices to you. By state law, we have to have those sent out within 14 days of the close of the hearings. If we're looking to close the hearings July 13th, it'll be 14 days after that. So you should receive something before then. Right now, our turnaround time is about a week. So expect something within 2 weeks through certified mail. And it'll also explain, if you disagree with the board's decision, how to appeal the board's decision to the next level, which is the Board of Civil Authorities. Okay? So let's go around the room, introduce ourselves.
I'm Dan Vogt.
Dan?
Jennifer Payongo.
Charlotte Gardner.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
Okay.
Now you have the floor.
Okay. Well, you have copies of what we submitted, so I guess it's self-evident that looking at that table one, where we are, the second high, do I need to read through it? Or?
No, you don't need to.
Okay.
We'll submit it for evidence.
More like if you have questions, I guess, about it. Or.
And there's no finish in your basement?
No.
Finish, okay. And you don't have the extra patio. And what about the cathedral area? Do you, when you walk in the door, is it a cathedral with it over the stairs or is it open?
No, it's
cathedral?
Mm-hmm.
So it's cathedral?
No, it's closed.
Okay, it's closed, okay.
Yeah. Then there's on the second page, table two, the idea of that table. I know those aren't current comps of houses sold this past year, but all of those properties were within 8 months of each other. And
so
the initial sale price, our idea there was, it's understood that things like the closed-in or cathedral front hallway or screened-in back porch or a upgraded tiled bathroom, those were set items in the menu that you could pick from Shepherd Construction.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people probably, no doubt, did some very custom things, but much of it was, you want this bathroom or not? Do you want it to fill in the cathedrals or not? Do you want to screen the back porch? And that's what, why aren't they? They're all basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
The sale price didn't change within that 8 month, as far as I know, that Shepherd upped the basic price. It was a menu, and you could pick upgraded door, all those usual things that can be picked, tile work, flooring. So on the initial thing, you can see we're fifth. We left out anything with a finished basement. This was all based on what was in the, information made available on
vision.
Yeah.
good data.
Did I make the tables clear enough? Or, you know,
yeah,
what was my mind doing it? I called the town and got, I forget who I spoke with, but just to ask for kind of the approach, didn't want to provide information that was just totally off the wall. Like, who does that? So I hope this is some useful information.
Yeah, it is useful. Thank you.
And did you, when did you get the square footage information?
Don't ask me. That's on that site.
No, no. When did you pull it off the site?
Last week.
Okay.
Last week. Most updated.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was the most updated or not.
Yeah, no. Because we reviewed all this before we came in to make sure we had the numbers right and not, you know, flipped or whatever.
Yeah, I was doing this at the family camp in Maine on my cell phone. I got home and then double check. She found a couple where I just transcribe a number wrong, but it was never a lot. But yeah. I didn't want to embarrass myself, so I think these numbers are accurate to the best of my knowledge
and
up very up to date.
Yeah.
Current.
Thank you.
So what has puzzled me is it seems to me, and I think you would agree, the areas ought to be almost, they should be the same, except for some little tweak in how a foundation had to be put in. There was no, you couldn't request making a bigger footprint. That was whatever the builder had. Maybe an outdoor patio or something, or finished basement, that kind of thing. But otherwise, so my question is, if they all were equal footage, both gross and living, what's the basis for the differences?
The gross will change depending on the size of the decks and depending on the size.
Right, but those were set too.
Yeah, so these particular units, there are slight differences in the square footages.
Right.
So for instance, you have the bump out here.
Yeah.
Some of them are straight across. And then some of them have the cathedral area, some of them don't.
Right.
And then, interestingly enough, your garage is 23 feet long. Some of them are 21 feet long.
Okay.
So there's a difference there, which is just an unusual thing. But there are slight differences in the square footages.
And are the glass.
Yeah.
So
you've got the larger, the 23-foot garage, the living area here is smaller because the actual outside measurements are the same. And then you've got the bump out here. So that's like the slight differences in the square footages.
Okay. Well, our gross area is the smallest, the garage and everything.
Yep.
And our living is tied at 7th out of 9.
Yep.
That's all. I just.
Yeah. And gross areas could be, you know, some people have, well, I don't know necessarily for Anna's, but these type of units on Waterleaf, they'll have patios outside the deck, and that changes it. And, there are slight differences, but and then some of these have the porch isn't all the way across; it's only here.
Yeah.
That changes the gross.
Yeah.
So I
think all of the, I didn't write that down. All of these have that full front.
Oh, okay.
Porch.
Okay.
There are a couple. There's one pair of a duplex, two units that they have the Waterleaf
style.
Just not a full front porch.
Yeah, where it's just a 6-8 foot porch.
These all have the.
Yeah.
Tried to do apples.
There are two. Yeah. There's one duplex in the neighborhood that doesn't have the full porch. That's excluded from this.
Okay. And we
but also has finished basement. Finished basement space, so they would have been. I would have excluded them.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. We had put these in based on the plans originally when they were built, and then the data collectors went in, they checked the measurements. They may have changed some of the measurements. We went back out to check them, and then we went back out again to check them.
Two young fellas came in. We were happy to let them come in. They came into our house like last year. I don't remember when it was.
Yep.
Well, it's a 2+ year process to do the whole thing.
I just don't remember. They came in last, I think. Do you know what? Two young. I call them young. Everyone's younger than me. So.
Yes. So it would have been. Looks like somebody knocked on the door in June of 25, but didn't get in. And then somebody went in August of 25, got inside. And then we went back out in May of 26 to check all the measurements. So that's kind of the different times we were out there. So any other questions for the board?
I don't have any questions. Hmm? It was good data.
Anything else to add?
No, just it seems as though, in case.
Yeah.
Well, it's like we should be near the bottom of all of these units, but.
I mean, we just make sure, I think it is clear. It obviously seems like it's clear to you, the difference between table 1 and 2 and what we're showing.
Mm-hmm.
Just pretty much. I do have one question. What do you think you would sell it for if you put it on the market today?
I don't know. We'd go look at what everyone else, but that includes finished basement. Like the one kitty corner right across from us has a finished basement. I don't even know what they sold it for, but a couple have sold.
Kitty Corner, was it on Anna's or on Wildlife?
No, it's in our neighborhood.
Okay, it just sold.
It's excluded because it had finished basement.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started looking at the vision data, I didn't eye didn't see that the gross area includes finished basement, not the living area. Mm-hmm. So I was missing that. I thought no one had I didn't really realize who had finished space in their basement. And the finished spaces are all, they're all different. People finish varying portions of their basement.
Okay. I'm all set.
Okay.